over the next few months, the Mountain West News Bureau is partnering with America Amplified to follow four rural communities in the lead up to the next presidential election. Today, we'll introduce you to two tribes that share the Wind River Reservation in central Wyoming. Like many tribal nations, they've been hit hard by COVID-19. At the same time, they've emerged as leaders in combating the pandemic and in supporting their communities through the fallout. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Savannah Marr reports.
For the past 140 years, the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes have both called the Wind River Valley home. They didn't choose to share this reservation, and it's no secret that the two tribal governments don't always agree. But since the start of the pandemic, they've been on the same page about one thing.
We had to try to jump out ahead of this and protect our people.
Stephen Fasthorse is with the Northern Arapaho Business Council. He says when it comes to COVID-19, Native people are especially at risk, with many underlying conditions like diabetes and heart disease. Fasthorse blames the federal government for this, for significantly underfunding the Indian Health Service.
As far as the chronic diseases that a lot of our tribal members face, even before this pandemic, the lack of healthcare systems on the reservation, with all those factors, we had to keep this from turning into a widespread wildfire on the reservation.
So the two tribes issued a joint stay-at-home order. There's no such statewide restriction in Wyoming, but tribal members have been on lockdown since March 31st. They face fines and even jail time if they leave their homes for non-essential purposes. Dr. Paul Ebert runs the Northern Arapaho Tribe's clinic. He says this strict order is coupled with an aggressive medical strategy.
We decided early on that testing was going to be very important.
Since mid-March, they've tested over 3,000 people from both tribes. That's about 30% of all the tests conducted in Wyoming.
Over half of our cases are people who were asymptomatic. These are people who would not have been tested in the county or other places in the state.
They're so far ahead of the curve that some non-natives in the area have been wanting to come to the tribal clinic to get tested. But all that testing isn't cheap, and the Northern Arapaho tribe is footing the bill. Meanwhile, both tribes are also facing a budget crisis. Their casinos are closed, their oil and gas revenues have taken a nosedive, and unlike state and local governments, they don't have a tax base to fall back on. Karen Snyder of the Eastern Shoshone Business Council says that means cuts to vital social services when they're needed most.
We know that there's a lot of tribal members that are going without.
She says the tribes have gotten pretty creative in helping their members stay afloat.
And hoping to provide some immediate relief for this, we opened up a special hunting season. We did have a volunteer group with the Shoshone tribe, and just hats off to those individuals. They had volunteered to go out and hunt for our elders.
On top of that, both tribes have been hosting food and supply distributions around the reservation. And they're providing quarantine housing, as a persistent problem on the reservation is overcrowding due to a housing shortage.
We do everything that we can to keep them home, to keep them safe, to keep them sheltered in whatever it is that we need to do, and keep them healthy for the most part.
Still, Wind River has already lost community members. On April 20th, four members of the Northern Arapaho tribe died from complications of COVID-19. Two were tribal elders, and three were members of the same immediate family. State Representative Andy Clifford, whose district encompasses much of the reservation, says that hit her constituents hard.
The sense of urgency for us as tribal people, as Indigenous people, to take care of our people. One death was one too many for us.
She says the strict stay-at-home order and the mass testing on the reservation will prevent more tragedy. But there's been one ugly consequence to this approach. More testing means a higher rate of confirmed COVID-19 cases on the reservation, and Clifford says some border town residents have been twisting that data and blaming Native people for the spread of the illness.
These racist comments and actions were going to occur. It's just a matter of when. And unfortunately, it started because of the four deaths, which is just unfortunate. But it doesn't surprise me.
And Clifford isn't surprised that her constituents are largely abiding the stay-at-home order. She believes they're comfortable making a sacrifice on behalf of the community. And unlike dozens of Wyoming cities and towns, Wind River hasn't had any rallies protesting the restrictions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.